Why we are missing the mark trying to medicate depression away. We are going to take a brief pause from my article series vindicating the good name of essential oils for hormonal harmony. This week, I will discuss another important topic prompted by my most recent article series published in Naturopath, depression. In part one, I reviewed the dreary statistics of this most common mental disorder that is afflicting Americans. Due to a large majority of our nation fighting to alleviate the symptoms of low mood, many people's quality of life is suffering. Loved ones witnessing the struggle of a family member or friend are also negatively impacted. As the numbers of depressed adults increases, so does the number of prescriptions for mind-altering pharmaceuticals. The trickle-down effect of a drugged and sad nation is also impacting our youth at a rapid rate. It is now evident that the amount of young children suffering continues to rise and more are being medicated at an earlier age. In this article, I state, the fact that so many young people are suffering and the resulting allegations on the disintegration of our family unit in this culture, as well as the controversy of the topic of a medicated youth on the political sphere in connection to mass shootings, are beyond the topic of this blog. What is the focus of the articles is that a solution of aiming to numb away depression through a chemical cocktail of neurotransmitter tic-tac-toe does not seem to be making our nation happier. With more people struggling with depression and more young people being treated, one wonders why the medical community is blind to the importance of taking a broader perspective and digging deeper into the causes. It may be time to embrace the personalized and naturopathic medicine approach to consider each unique individual with specific variations in their biochemical makeup and influencing factors. Although properly prescribed, these drugs may help, it is evident that the panacea in pill form still has not been found. This is probably because it does not exist. In this series, I also examined two studies to demonstrate the pitfalls of manipulating biochemical pathways in the brain. The first article is reviewed in part one. It reported on findings of a receptor for stress being elevated in those with major depression. In part two, I examined another recent study on depression that, similarly to the first, provided evidence that a pill for depression is probably not the answer to curing Americans' poor mental health. In fact, it could cause more harm than good, especially for the heart. Next, I provided a long list of factors that can impact brain health and some of my favorite natural wellness tools for helping our brain achieve balance. Can you guess my favorite? Essential oils are one of my favorite tools for emotional support due to their ability to address the physical, physiological, and biochemical effects simultaneously. Below, I provided articles on my website that I have written that review some of the research on these topics. More can be found on my database. There are also additional articles not listed in the article series. They also focus on addressing the impact of stress hormones and physiological factors implicated in brain health and how essential oils can support our mood. Summary: a pill to treat a mental health problem is missing the mark because it is only addressing the symptom and is based on a one-size-all-fits approach. We need to look at the individual's unique biochemistry, lifestyle, genetics, and various factors that influence one's mental functioning and resultant mood. Following this, we should address them, not just numb out the result. You can read part one and part two on the links that I provided in my blog. I hope you take the time to review them and provide feedback and comment. In my Healing Health and Wellness blog, I continue this topic with more research on using essential oils for mood. You can click on the link that I provided to read more. I'll talk to you soon.